Czech universities can expect big changes. On Monday, Education Minister Ondřej Liška presented a Bílá kniha, White Book, which proposes sweeping reforms of the country's higher education system. His proposals include a complete restructuring of the way Czech universities are funded, which could eventually lead to tuition fees, as well as calls for universities to cooperate more with the private sector. The plans are now up for public discussion until the autumn, when new laws will be drafted. Earlier today, Rosie Johnston spoke to Education Minister Ondřej Liška and asked him what he thought the problems were with the Czech higher education system today.
First, the management of universities is very ineffective. Secondly, there are huge social barriers, social economic barriers for students to gain a tertiary education. We want to get rid of these barriers by introducing instruments, financial instruments, tax instruments, and opening the tertiary education sector for more students and also for higher quality.
So it's very early days still, but how does the group of experts that got together to work on this Bílá kniha sort of think that these problems that you've outlined can be solved?
We need more participation, not only of students, but also external stakeholders to steer universities, to give them a feedback. Nowadays, universities are not judged by quality or by ability to provide education in order to find employment. Of course, we cannot reduce universities only to providing job opportunities. It has a quality itself. But at the same time, it's clear that if we want to steer our future not towards cars, constructing cars, they will anyway move to China or Belarus very soon. We want to build a knowledge society, and we can't do it without an effective system of tertiary education.
This Bílá kniha has set upon itself to reform or map out universities for the next 15 to 20 years. Now, if everything went ideally, where would universities, where would Czech universities be in 20 years' time?
They will be more democratic, more competitive. They will be able to reflect upon the interests of students, but also the external stakeholders, private sector. I think the choice will be much bigger than now, much larger, not only in terms of research, but also for those who want to gain university education for their professional work that will start after a bachelor degree. This is something which we don't have at the moment, and I hope this will be a significant move for the future.
My final question is that today you opened a discussion about this white book. Now, there are some things in there that might be quite controversial. Tuition fees might be one of them. Do you expect a lot of debate from the public now?
I do, but it's not. I do not have a mandate to introduce tuition fee. Only after we see and analyze and come to a conclusion that the new system, a very complex reform of financial instruments, quality instruments, works fine, and we are able to guarantee this, a discussion about tuition might come, as it is usual in any European country, but it's not meant for this moment, it's not meant for this political term.
Education Minister Ondřej Liška there speaking to Rosie Johnston.